From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The airline security bill is on its way to President Bush's desk. Both houses of the U.S. Congress overwhelmingly approved the legislation today. The bill gives airports 1 year to hire federal employees to replace private baggage and passenger screeners. But the private companies, who will soon lose control of airport security, are skeptical about the government's ability to make significant improvements. NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports.
Faced with persistent problems of high turnover, low morale, and errors, few in the flying public are likely to lament the demise of private airport security. In fact, a soon-to-be-released NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll shows that 60% of Americans think the federal government should take over airport security. Private airport companies today insisted that they will do all they can to ensure a smooth transition, but there is clearly lingering bitterness.
In many respects, most of the aviation industry, airlines and airports alike, believe that they were unfairly scapegoated in this process.
Kenneth Quinn heads the Aviation Security Association, a recently formed lobbying arm for seven companies, which until today controlled about 80% of U.S. airport passenger security. Quinn says there are strong doubts that the Transportation Department, with its history of burdensome bureaucracy, can organize a new workforce and switch over in just 12 months.
The airports today are screaming about the lack of adequate immigration personnel, in many respects a lack of FAA personnel to conduct inspections and audits and or to serve as sky marshals. And so the federal government has quite a full plate. And so bringing on 30,000 people, which is over half the size of the FAA itself, is quite a challenge and quite a task at 420 airports in this country.
Quinn says the requirement in the new bill that all screeners be U.S. citizens will disqualify about one quarter of the employees from becoming federal workers. He says the assumption that many others will want to become government employees is dead wrong. Some will certainly be retained and retrained, but several private security administrators said many of their best personnel will be relocated to new non-airport posts in this time of high demand for tight security, a time when police departments and others simply can't find enough good people to fill all the jobs. Robert Rubin is a vice president of MVM Security, which holds several federal security contracts.
I will tell you that since September 11th, the desire for security personnel has risen so dramatically that it is difficult to find qualified people, and to get them qualified in a short period of time is next to impossible.
Still, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge told NPR News today that the new airport security plan will mean real change.
Heretofore, the federal government had not set standards, training standards and competency standards for the men and women who are responsible for aviation security.
Just how the government will improve training for screeners is not entirely clear. MVM Security's Rubin says the new federal bosses will fail unless there's a real commitment to ongoing training.
The only way they're going to succeed is if they say, this is the level of training that you need, and this is the level of ongoing training that you need. You know, you can't train somebody once at the beginning of their life cycle with you and hope that they are going to retain that knowledge forever.
Rubin adds that the government will still be dependent on two things that are always less than perfect, technology and people. They hope to attract better workers with a pay range higher than the current private scale, where hourly wages start in the $6 to $7 range. Michael Moran is a former passenger screener at Boston's Logan Airport, where two of the hijacked planes departed from September 11th. Moran is opposed to a federal takeover, but he admits there's much room for improvement in security hiring.
Generally, we tend to get, and I hate to use the term, but it applies, bottom feeders. Basically, people that work for us basically because they can't get a job anywhere else.
Then there's the issue of compensation. Private companies will lose some $330 million worth of security contracts. While they insist that national security is now foremost on their minds, they have not ruled out going to that favored American institution for redress, the courts. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.